Unit 19. Charles Darwin and Evolution. The British scientist Charles Darwin introduced the modern theory of evolution, forever altering our ideas about life on Earth. Born into a wealthy English family in 1809, Darwin showed a fascination with nature from an early age, collecting rocks, plants, and animals that he found. His father sent him to Edinburgh to study medicine and then to Cambridge to become a priest. But neither profession interested Darwin. At Cambridge, he was tutored in science by the botanist J.S. Henslow. Henslow also introduced Darwin to ship captain Robert Fitzroy, who, in 1831, invited Darwin to accompany him on a map-making expedition to South America. He accepted, not realizing the journey would change his life. The trip lasted 5 years, during which Darwin read a book called Principles of Geology. Its author claimed that Earth was millions of years old and was continuously changing. This was a revolutionary notion at the time, but Darwin's observations seemed to support it. Moreover, he started thinking the same was true of life on Earth. On South America's isolated Galapagos Islands, he encountered several finch populations. The finch's characteristics were closely related but varied from island to island in important ways. Darwin collected many animal specimens, including these finches, for further study in England. Back home, he showed the birds to an expert who reported that Darwin had gathered finches from 13 different species, not just one. For the next 20 years, Darwin attempted to develop an explanation for how species like those of the 13 finches had evolved. His answer was a theory of evolution by natural selection. The theory is based on the idea that the individuals of a species are all slightly different, and some differences help one individual survive better than another. The survivors have more opportunities to reproduce, and genetic traits are passed from parent to child. Gradually, specific traits come to dominate a population, and over generations, different populations can transform into new species. In 1859, Darwin published his theory in a book titled On the Origin of Species. At first, most people rejected Darwin's ideas. They believed God had created the world just as it was and found the notion of evolution unacceptable. There remains some religious objection to Darwin's theory among the general public, even today. However, the theory has the proof of science behind it and has become one of the central principles of biology.